Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, icing on the cake for today's program, Zuhl Bailey, the artistic director for Juno Jazz and Classics, is here with us today on the heels of Simply Three.
Yeah, it's so exciting. So exciting.
That is amazing. I mean, I'm sitting in this small, beautiful room with acoustics that are wonderful and hearing these guys right in front of me.
You know, 25 years ago, this was unheard of, that we would take these classical instruments and be able to do so much more with them. The crossover escalation has occurred very recently, I would say exponentially, bionically in the last 10 years. And these groups, these are leaders in the field, Simply Three. They've got 50 million hits on YouTube. What they're able to do on their instruments and showcase that, again, the classical instruments as we know them, violin, viola, cello, bass, literally have no bounds. Spectacular.
Well, I know you always tell the story about how the cello evolved from the bass, basically becoming the church bass that was portable enough to take in. And so I have not heard a bass played quite as adventurously as the bass player in Simply Three.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of these instruments, the technique has, again, gone sky high. And all of the violin, because of Paganini, really kind of jumped forward and it became a solo instrument. The cello, the bass, even viola have taken longer. But the everywhere I travel now and I get to hear the young people, the techniques are exploding and the what people are able to do on the instruments, let alone if they're amplified or augmented slightly with the pedals or with electronics now. But Simply Three is going to be extraordinary, and that we get to have them here in a week where we have jazz piano, fusion jazz violin, jazz classical violin, or classical violin, a virtuoso cello recital with jazz pianist, which you'll see him actually how I met him at Juilliard as a classical pianist. Also with Shelley Watson tearing it up at the Crystal Saloon each night. I mean, anybody who went last night, no one wanted to leave. It was almost a 2.5-hour show. And she's going back in there to the Crystal Saloon tomorrow with a show unlike anything you've ever seen.
That's her All of Me show.
Yes.
Right? Ooh,
yeah.
All of her. Woo.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
I reconnected with Shelley over COVID on Facebook where she was doing these live shows from her home. And I had not seen her since we went to Juilliard together in the mid-1990s. And again, so this is a very special week to have Matt Herskowitz, Simply Three, and then, of course,
And these two were colleagues of yours at Juilliard, right?
That's right. We were all in New York City at the same time.
So did you have a sense of how you were all going to turn out and blossom back then?
Well, it's easy in hindsight to look back. You know, at the time, the oddities being not me, the oddities being Shelley and Matt were they were kind of outliers because they had so much more than what Juilliard expected, but they were kind of – they had all these tools that were not usable during that time period. So, you know, Matt would come into to Juilliard and play his classical piano, and he played it beautifully and wonderfully, and, you know, he was one of many fantastic pianists. But at night, he would go to the jazz clubs, and he became Matt Herskowitz because no one at Juilliard can do what he does jazz-wise on the piano. No one. So he found that fusion and that ability to magnify his own fingerprint, which I think most people in this world, psychologically speaking, try to be something they're not. And the few lucky ones embrace who they are, and they showcase that, and they have no competition. Matt Herskowitz has no competition. Shelley Watson, oh my goodness. You know, she was singing rock and ballads and all these things. She was a wrestler.
I remember I was listening to her interview with our Shelley Delaney yesterday.
Yeah, she was a wrestler.
And she said that she got inspired to learn opera through cartoons.
That's right. That's right. And she's a comedian, and she's a costume designer, and she's a great storyteller. She also has a magnificent voice. So she really, truly embraced all of that. And this, you know, if you went to the show last night, she sings opera arias. She sang her Juilliard audition for us at the show, but she also sang things from Chicago and Ella Fitzgerald. And I'm in heaven with Juno Jazz and Classics because it's broadening me as well. I mean, I get to kind of rally my incredibly thick black book of stars from around the world that I know, that I meet. But now I have a platform to showcase them in a series that's very visionary, thanks to Linda Rosenthal. I mean, again, think about this did not exist in the – this does not exist. It certainly did not exist in anyone's mind in the 80s.
I mean, to have a festival that combined classical and jazz.
And sometimes in the same concert, putting on the Ritz, for example. So – it's been – it was kind of just shaking, groundbreaking back then. Now it seems almost commonplace that a lot of festivals do these kinds of broad programming. But again, forward thinking and leader in the field, Linda Rosenthal saw something that no one else saw, and we are able to, in this wonderful capital city, have the best because of its reputation, because of my friendships, because of the platform and the canvas that Linda placed down, and also the support. People are coming out in droves for our concerts.
Well, you come to Alaska sort of by way of Linda's husband, Paul, who is a classical violinist. And he was running the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and which he started, according to legend, I don't know, but he wanted to see his friends after he moved to Alaska. Uh-huh. And you're doing the same thing through both festivals in a lot of ways, bringing back friends or new people that you meet as you go out and play concerts.
I think one of the reasons why the Rosenthals, plural, asked me to be a part of this existence is because I also am emulating my own childhood with the educational component, being in the schools, being out in downtown, bringing music to people who don't know, not only the people who come to the concerts. Yes, I'm a professional musician. Yes, I play the cello. But I hope to be much, much more than that.
Didn't you play at the hospital?
I did. I did yesterday. Played almost 3 hours, 3 separate concerts, different areas of the building.
See, you never know with Juno Jazz and Classics where the musicians are going to pop.
I've already performed today twice, 2 concerts, and I've got another concert tonight. I played at the Pioneer Home, and I played at a school out in Auk Bay, and I gave them full-on shows. And this is you know, I keep saying, be careful what you wish for in this life. You might just get it, but you have to take care of it. And the thing that I love, of course, again, about this city and the board and the supporters and the donors, there's such a trust here. They're taking care of it. We survived COVID. Not many people did. Not many organizations did. Our roots are deep. Our aspirations are high. All you have to do is come to one of our events to see it. And it's not only unseeable, meaning you can't unsee it. It's contagious.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left, and I understand that you are going to play a piece tonight from one of your new recordings.
No.
No, no.
You heard rumors.
I'll
clarify.
Okay.
It's an upcoming recording. So I've been asked to follow up that Bach Cello Suites recording that I did with a couple of encore records. And so I'm piecing together this year an experiment of slow pieces and fast pieces, both virtuoso-based. That's why it's called Virtuosity Tonight. So I'm going to tell the stories of the pieces and why I'm considering putting these on the record, 2 records, and that'll be recorded next August, right before this time next year.
So we're kind of getting a sneak preview of your
Absolutely.
Next recording.
Absolutely. No, I also want to see the reactions of people, if they like them or don't like them, or if it's the kind of thing that, you know, would be worthy to document. These are pieces from my past that I'm also trying to come up with a name of the record. Maybe it's called The Path. Maybe it's called Virtuosity. And I say The Path because every piece is a particular time period in my life that changed my path to bring me where I am now.
And it's here and places.
That's right. I didn't even think about it. But yes, The Path brought me to Alaska, and I'm spending over 4 months a year now here because of the Rosenthals, plural, Linda and Paul. And I am forever grateful. And it not only changed my life, but it's changed everyone's life around me. And I'm incredibly, and grateful. But I feel great responsibility to carry the torch forward.
Well, I want to thank you so much. Zuhal Bailey, it's always good to check in with you.
Yeah, so tonight's Virtuosity at the Chapel by the Lake, and then there's tomorrow, which is Shelley Watson down at the Crystal Saloon, and then Saturday night.
Simply Three.
Big exclamation point. Bring the family out. Rock it out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rhonda.
We appreciate you coming so much. Always. Zul Bailey, Artistic Director for Juno Jazz and Classics.